Well, good morning again. This is our last Sunday in Lent. Our last Sunday that we will be looking at the gifts of the dark wood. We will also reflect on the gift of disappearing on Holy Thursday. I hope that you all attend that at James Street Church. We're going to do this together. But this is our last Sunday in Lent. And today, if you haven't guessed it by that wonderful video for the children's moment, we will be talking about the gift of misfits. And, you know, when I was thinking about the gift of misfits, I thought about when I have gone, I haven't done it in a while because my daughter, I don't have to drive my daughter to the mall, but have you ever gone to the mall or have you ever been in a public place where there's a group of the goth kids together? When I say goth kids, I mean the kids who have the dyed hair black, they have black lipstick on, black nails, they have black clothes on, they usually have like big earrings in their ears, and when you're out and about, you only might see one goth person, but then you go to the mall and there's this group of I call them goth kids, I don't know if that's appropriate, but that's what I call them. And it's like, wow, there's a whole bunch of goth people, I didn't know that. And so, you know, what's interesting about goth kids or people is that if you were to talk with any of them, most would say that they feel like a misfit. They feel like they don't fit in, they don't belong. And they take it to the extreme where they wear it on the outside of their body. They put it right out in front of you. I don't fit in. And they wear it. It's, to me, it's amazing and vulnerable all in one. So we are followers of a misfit. Jesus rode in on a donkey. Can you imagine King Louis VIII riding into a big event on a donkey? He changed his country's religion to have his own way. Can you imagine the president of North Korea riding into one of his parades on a donkey? It's amazing to think about. But our misfit king, Jesus, rode in on a donkey to Jerusalem. Not only that, his whole life was being a misfit. As a king, he was born in a stable, a cave, and he was laid on hay in a manger, and he was with animals in the beginning of his life. Does that sound like a king? He came from Galilee, from Nazareth. Again, the place you didn't want to come from. You didn't want to tell people that's where you came from. He hung around with misfits, like the tax collectors and the prostitutes and people who were unclean, those sick people that he healed. He was a misfit and hung around misfits. And he told stories that didn't make any sense, but maybe they did. He told a story of a man who was beaten up and left on the side of the road for dead. And two people like him walked by and never noticed, didn't do anything to help this man that was on the side of the road. But someone who was different than the man on the side of the road who was beaten up stopped, cared for him, and took him to a place where he would be cared for and paid the bill. And Jesus was talking about this, like that it's okay to help people who are different than you. What a misfit. So if Jesus is our king, are we misfits? And if Jesus is our king, are we servants? As any servant would do we wake up in the morning and say, Jesus, how can I be of service to you today? And if we even ask that, do we wait for an answer and do we listen for the answer? And if even if we stop and listen for the answer, do we do something about it? Do we act on this? So what if we are a community of misfits and we are called to be the misfits in this broken world? So when some say oppress, we say when some say they just need to get a job, we say, as often you did it for one of my least brothers or sisters, you did it for me. And when some say, why bother with them? We say, at what age did you lose your compassion? And when some say they should be happy with whatever they get and make do, we say, in our culture of capitalism, consumerism, and the desire of fame, many things can distract us. Many things can distract us from what we're called to do. Many things can distract us from who we are meant to be, from our center, from our soul. And I thought of this distraction. Do you remember this debate? What color is the dress? This even made the news. They were talking about this on the news. What a distraction from what we could have been talking about. The refugee crisis on the other side of the ocean that is much larger than we probably can even imagine. And we were talking about this on the news. What color is the dress? Our world has a way of distracting us from what we're meant to do and who we're meant to be. And many times when we're a misfit, we think we are called to act. We are called to stand up for equality and the end of oppression, and we're called to create justice and peace. But sometimes it seems like I'm one person, I'm the only misfit, kind of like the goth kids who dress because they feel like a misfit. I'm only one, and then they get together as a group as we do. We need to get together as a group, and that's why I'm so glad you're all here today. Because small acts, when multiplied by millions of misfits, we can transform the world. We are meant to live in community. Just like the misfit toys on Misfit Island are a community. They're all misfits and feel like they don't belong, but they're together. A community that helps us, each of us, to stay focused, to stay on target, to remember that we need to reflect and grow, that we need to speak up for the oppressed. But also, a community in which, when it's our time, we are there to help others. We're there to cheer people on. We're there to be a listening ear. We're there to pray with someone as they get distracted by the world. God says, come. We've heard this and sung this for the last 6 weeks of Lent. God says, come. Now, this could be come to God, or this could be come to the community of misfits. Come to our community where none of us really seem to belong out in the world, but together we can be a community together of misfits. The gift of misfits may be that we are loved by God no matter what. And we are called by God to be a community because God says, come. And we are led by the misfit king, Jesus. So I offer you all to stay in community, help one another, be open to being helped And remember that God has called us to come. Amen.